Here we go, one more time. Everybody's feeling fine. You remember that song?
I don't know what that
Hell
is.
yeah, dude. A banger, dude.
Was that Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
I don't know who that was.
I don't know. I just butchered it. Yo, welcome back once more. Hey guys.
What's up? Back for
Hello.
another week.
That, Greg, you're
I
not gonna say anything?
was
Says
waiting for him
hello.
to say.
I
I
said
didn't
hello,
hear
right? Oh, my
him.
bad.
Nah.
My bad,
No.
guys.
It was a whisper. I didn't hear anything.
There's usually an order. It's like James will say something, and then Greg usually pauses, but then he says something, and just didn't happen this time.
I just, bit of a slow week for me. Well, I mean, it's been a busy week for me, I haven't really had time to get my thoughts together.
But you had time to
Understandable.
find this financial executive from Japan to make your background?
Oh, this was already on my computer, bro.
No, hold on.
Why is it just on your computer?
You know, I got a Samsung, bro. It comes pretty loaded on all the Samsung products.
That's crazy.
Those of you who can't see right now, there is a Japanese financial executive man who is just Greg's background right now. He's Greg's got like this whole green screen effect. He could be anywhere. He could be on a beach. He could be at this amazing resort, but no, he decided to make his background this man because it came quote unquote preloaded with his Samsung. Just so we're all clear, just so we're all caught up.
Wow. What a day it's already
Just
been
give
on the
y'all some
pod for a while.
context. 2 minutes in. Random story. This woman, she's pleading guilty for trying to smuggle in 29 turtles across the Vermont lake into Canada by kayak.
Damn.
What the hell?
Yeah. Apparently they are like they're Eastern box turtles, and they're sold on the black market, the Chinese black market for $1,000 each.
What?
$1,000 turtles?
$1,000 turtles. And she had them in a duffel bag, had them in individual socks in the duffel bag, and was trying to take them to Canada.
Man, that's a whole lot of
That's
socks you
crazy.
got there in your luggage. Yeah, I got sweaty feet.
Brother's wedding,
Yeah.
It
29 of them at that. They're not even like 30, like to have them all even, like pairs, just 29.
You said she was in a kayak?
Yeah, kayaking from the Vermont Lake into Canada.
That's got to be a short trip. I mean, Vermont is pretty close to Canada.
Oh,
Yeah, I mean she was
I
kayaking, so
thought.
I'm guessing it's not that far.
Oh, okay, I was like, where the fuck is Vermont at? But I'm thinking like Connecticut.
Nah.
Vermont up there.
Yeah.
What? Well, $1,000 a turtle. Hey, that's a nice little check.
That's at least $29,000.
At least, because you
At
could
least.
finagle some people.
I don't know who wants turtles that bad, but
They, what if they're
this
Ninja Turtles?
29 of them?
Bro, imagine a gang of Ninja Turtles like that. We'd be doomed.
Yeah, that's over. Call the world over. They just
Not
gonna take
me.
us
What
all out.
problems would they have with me?
The Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Oh, I can name at least six different problems.
Wow.
Well, they're Canada's problem because they're going over to Canada, so
Well, they were. I'm sure they're diverted back to their natural habitat now. I don't know why. I mean, I guess if it's is it just the money thing? Is that why she was taking them over there?
I'm
I feel like
assuming
there's better
so.
ways to make $29,000. That's like, I mean, you could probably work full time somewhere and make $29,000.
Yeah, but not
And
in one kayak trip.
it'd probably take you a year, but I mean, now
So,
you can spend some time behind bars.
if she gets sent back, do the turtles have to get sent back to the US too? Or do they get to be Canadian too?
The turtles gotta get sent back to China because they're Chinese turtles. They
Oh,
eat
damn. Those little
So,
turtles been through it all.
yeah, she got
This
into the
place.
black market, so they gotta go back to their natural habitat.
Oh, I was about to say, what are you about to say? Go back. What do you mean?
Or, I mean, they might be able to like give them to a zoo. I don't know.
The hell is a zoo gonna do with 29 turtles?
Don't know. I'm just assuming things. I have no clue what they would do those 29
Don't know.
turtles.
I don't know if it's similar, but it just reminds me because you said, you could give them to a zoo. The whole premise behind people leaving babies at fire stations, I never really understand that because what the hell are they gonna do with a baby?
I
Like,
don't know.
why not leave it at a hospital or at a clinic?
Straight to the firefighter school, whatever it is.
Just donated a mascot to the fire station? I don't understand.
I never thought about that. Why would you just take it to a fire station? Just, yeah, a clinic, a hospital, an orphanage?
Something.
Yeah.
Drop it off.
They got to be a store behind it. Red sign. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm sure there's a reason. Definitely don't want to take it to the police station, though. So that's probably the best bet.
I'm looking that up right now, because why would you take it to a fire station?
There's a story behind it. It's historical, I think. But, shit, I don't know. I've never been a firefighter. I'm afraid of fires. Unless it's on the stove or on the grill, I ain't getting near no fire. For what?
Hey, I actually ran into a burning house as a child, so... And this story involves turtles. Wow, fucking life comes around full circle. I swear to God, bro. Good God, man. Who would have thought 26 whatever so odd years later that I'd be telling this story, because both fires and turtles came up consecutively on a podcast. What a time. Anyway, I was just a young lad, you know, a little youth, you know, and I went outside to change my turtles' waters because I had some turtles. That they weren't illegal turtles, at least not that I know of. And so I walk out of my house facing north, you know, walked out going north, and I went to the water hose and I'm changing the water and I'm spraying their little container out. And then my sister comes out and she's talking to me. She's saying something. So I turn and now I'm looking south, obviously. And then my neighbor's house is just fucking in flames, bro. Black smoke coming out, you know, just bad. So I'm like, oh shit. I told my sister, I said, run inside, tell mom to call the fire, you know, 911 or whatever. My dumb ass, I was little, I was young. I ran over there and I lived next to some older people and they're coming out coughing. And I was, you know, just like, are y'all okay? Whatever, whatever. And they're like, yeah, but so and so still inside. So I ran in there and I got to the kitchen, but I had asthma and the shit was hot. So I just ran right back out. I didn't save nobody, bro.
Shortest That's career crazy. As a firefighter ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hold on, you were five?
Nah, I wasn't five. I must have been like 6, 7, or 8 around there.
You said 26 years.
I couldn't remember at the time.
Oh, because I was going to say, what 5-year-old says, hello, senior citizens, I'm going to run in your home.
Are you okay? I had a real good relationship with my neighbor.
Not good enough because you ran back out that house.
They're already out, bro.
Well, then what were you running in for?
Because their was it their nephew or something? Somebody was still in there, and he was older than me. But I mean, he came out like right after me, so I didn't need to be in that house.
Well, I thought that was going to be a more what's the word? I thought there was going to be crazier twists and turns in that story.
No, but I'm sorry, it was so anticlimactic. But I ran into a burning house as a child, and I mean, it wasn't cool. It was hot.
Well, I bet.
Fact checking fires and houses now. For all of them, if you thought it wasn't hot, it is.
Yeah, but I looked it up and it's safe haven laws, which allow parents to leave unarmed infants at designated safe spaces without fear of prosecution.
The as babies are unarmed?
That's what it says, bro. As I read this verbatim, these laws are intended to provide a safe alternative to harming, abandoning, or murdering a newborn baby. In Texas, the safe haven law, also known as the baby Moses law, allows parents to leave newborn at fire station, hospitals, or emergency medical services stations. The baby must be 60 days old or younger and unarmed. I don't know why that's a key part of it, but
hey, that fucking baby better not be armed. I swear to God.
He's got a knife.
Hey, if that baby's armed or 61 days old, I'm shooting it. And that's all I'm saying.
Imagine, that's bro, like they put the birth certificate in there. It's like, hey, guys, this one's a day too old. And they just move it over with their boot. Like, oh, excuse
me. Right. Just shoot it over. That'd be crazy, bro.
We got another one. Send it down the street. Send it up to the – pass this one on to Mother Teresa.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I did not know that. Interesting. More you know.
It's wild.
Yeah, I don't know why that's such a key part. Like, were they just babies just with knives in their basket or something?
This baby's 45 days old, but has a 12-gauge. What do we do?
Leave it.
What are you fucking underneath that diaper, man? Got the burner. Got to stay ready.
Shit, that's crazy.
I got a question. It's one of these random thoughts that we have in the car whenever we're driving somewhere. One of the producers, you know her better as my wife. She said that men specifically, I made the argument that both genders or however you identify should start their lives, and I don't know at what age, but should begin their lives in jail and then earn their freedom.
Hey, yo.
And whenever I said, okay, well, you know, women too, she goes, no, men. And so I'm thinking, like, do you get to go to school? And then whenever you're a high school senior, like, you graduate, and instead of going off into the world, you go to prison. And then it's like, all right, prove that you can be a useful member in society.
That's well, okay. So what age are we starting in jail? Are we just born in jail?
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's call it, let's say like 13 years old, right? Whenever you'd have your bar mitzvah, I think.
So you turn 13, get thrown into jail.
You're put in the slam.
That's crazy. I don't like the idea. I mean, so what? We're just in there with older people at 13. Like, what? When do we get out?
Well, I think the jail has every like male. So there's different jails for, I guess, different populations. But so for all the youngins, like, as soon as you hit this jail age, it's like, all right, you can progress and get out while you're in the 13 to 18 year old jail. But if you still suck at 18 years old, then you go on to the grown people jail.
Just prison school, like, we like, it's just, that's what it is.
You know, the more I think about it, that's more what it sounds like. So it's like grade school, but it's jail. But you don't have the freedoms. Like, you're sleeping in a cell.
Yeah.
It's just like jail, but until you can prove that you're a decent human being, which I don't know who judges that. I don't know if there's just like this woman warden is like, nope, trash, back to your cell.
This sounds like this anime that I watched way back when, and that doesn't end nicely. So,
ooh.
See? But that's a crazy concept. I mean, because everyone's going to have a different experience going into that jail. Some people are going to be coming from single parent homes. People are going to be gone through trauma by the time they're 13. Some people may just have the best upbringing, get thrown in there at 13. So, I mean, I don't know how you gauge how you get out or how bad people are. So, I don't know. That's a wild concept.
What do you think, Greg? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, I got some thoughts. My old job is pretty much like that. So it really just depends on who's making the decision on when you can get out. Because as you know, I worked at a place. It was a facility much like a prison. And there was a state organization that pretty much decided if it's the state, essentially the same thing. Are these guys, it's a treatment program. Are they doing the treatment? Are they showing signs that they're getting better? They can get put back into society. But it's ultimately up to the state org, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, as you guys could imagine, they didn't always make the most honest or right decisions based off these guys' behavior, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as a person that's been in an environment like that, I fucking hate the idea, bro.
Mm.
Because what if I get institutionalized, you know what I'm saying? What if they put me in that jail at 13 and I don't want to leave? I ain't got to pay no taxes in there. I'm rich in commissary, you know what I'm saying? I developed an organization within those walls.
An organization?
You wouldn't want to leave, so there you go. You stay where you want to, but for those individuals who want to get back out into the world, they have that option.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, like I said, it was I nearly drove off the road whenever she said, hold on. So you just want to lock men up automatically at a certain age, and we have to prove it?
Who you were?
that's usually how it goes. What's the old expression? Like, well, this might sound bad, and I don't mean this in any particular way. Listen, I know men aren't the best individuals, but you don't know what you have till it's gone, right? And so my thought is you lock up all these guys, and I know they could get out, but what happens whenever most, if not all, men are chilling in this prison? You realize it's just going to be guys, and they're cooking up parlays and
oh yeah,
and just being guys being dudes in there.
Yep.
Greg's talking about rich in commissary, trading noodles for whatever you got. Some people will say, you know what? I'm good. I don't need to get back out there.
And I mean, at 13, you know nothing of girls at that point, depending on what time you get out at a certain age. Cause you may know, like, you know, 8, 9 year olds or whatever, but you go in there 13 to say 25. All you known for those years is just dudes. So you just like, I'm chilling, bro. I'm not trying to be out there.
What you trying to say right now, James?
Not, I'm saying to what's it called?
There you go.
To interact with new people, like girls and stuff going forward, because they're not going to teach you that in a jail.
It's fucking awful for women. No, yeah, I 100% agree. I think women would have a way worse time if we got out at 25 with no manners.
Yeah.
I'd be walking the girls up at the bar. Some, you know, they look good. How do you, you know, I've been incarcerated
12 years.
How do you talk to you? And when you walk up, like, you trying to run a parlay? It's not gonna work.
You trying to go back to my cell? I mean, my house.
How many noodles for them digits?
So yeah, I don't know. I don't think that would work, to be honest. And I get it. Men are trash, but to just lock us up all up at like 13 until we show our worth, that's crazy.
At some point, there has to be a break in a pattern, right? Because I don't know if it's hereditary or something in the water, or genetics, what have you. The men have continued to be poor decision makers. Let's call it that.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting here and I'm just plotting, like, all right, all I got to do is prove that I'm good to get out. And then once I'm out, I'm just going to start acting up again.
Just making bad decision off of that.
What did Eddie Guerrero say? I lie, I cheat, and I steal.
Yep.
Hell yes.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
How long does it take to get out of there? Because, I mean, I could probably get out in like 2 weeks if I'm being honest.
I mean, if that's what it takes to prove, but that's what I'm saying. Who's judging this? Like, do you have to sit before a panel of women and they put you in a bunch of these scenarios and it's like, all right, your girl just said that she's not down to come over. Do you A, text another girl? Do you B, go over there and yell at her? Or do you C, say goodnight, I'll see you tomorrow? And if you mess up, if you pick the wrong choice, jail.
A and C is the correct answer.
All the above.
Well, we know that y'all would stay in there to at least 25.
Well, at what point do they even take it serious too?
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely.
So that's crazy, but
man, hey, be better. Just be better.
What a definitely. Question, though.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about P wanting to lock us up, but thanks to you for the question.
I have to live with her. You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
She did want me to emphasize that she wasn't talking about my esteemed co-hosts. She knows.
I like the story.
She said, real, recognize real, but she was saying there's some other men that I've known or she's met or whatever that she thinks would be in there and would never
lock them up.
Yeah,
hey, I don't blame her. Men are trash. I agree.
It's hard out here.
Yep. Did y'all see that Google's buying 6 to 7 nuclear reactors to power its AI?
What the hell?
Yeah, I saw that, bro.
It's ridiculous. If any song we're trying to get
working it too damn hard.
It really is, bro. I used AI this week to write a fucking email.
See?
Write this for me.
That's another nuclear reactor. What were you saying, James?
Oh, I was saying, like, the point that we got to get to nuclear reactors to power AI, I feel like we're trying to do way too much with AI at that point.
I've just seen too many Marvel movies or Fast and the Furious movies where nuclear reactors are being taken, and it's like, oh my god, the world's in danger. They have nuclear reactors. I'm like, we got 6 or 7 of them just for Google?
Exactly.
What happens if somebody just like unplugs it or bumps into it and it falls over? Is it, what's gonna happen?
I'm not a physicist. That day.
Not gonna know how to cook some type of parfait or something because my AI can't tell me anymore. The reactors are down.
Did you say parlay?
Both. Parfait. Both, yeah. I need help on both, yeah, for sure. But yeah, just thought I'd throw that out there.
Should we start a what are they called? Is there a certain name for those websites that place you could place bets? It's not a casino, obviously, but
bookkeeping websites. Sports books.
Should we start a sports book called Parfait?
Hey,
it's kind of a good idea. It's kind of a good name, bro.
It's not bad. It's not your worst idea because you've had some awful ones.
What bad ideas have I had?
You said that we should start a butcher shop, and you said our slogan should be, you can beat our meat, but you can't beat our prices.
I said that.
You said that.
I said that.
Sounds like something I would say, so I couldn't tell.
I was there.
Well,
maybe I have had some bad ideas, but this one's a good one, I feel like.
Well,
who's doing all the research?
Not me.
If it
catches on, I mean, we could pay people to do research. That could be like a job that like data scientists want. You know what I'm saying? People that
we gotta get started first.
Hey, bro, listen.
All right, pop.
I'm not worried about that.
Give me the spread for the Jets and the Steelers.
Ritz crackers, cheddar cheese, prosciutto.
Exactly. Parfait's down. Servers are down.
We're already over. It's already done. Bankrupt already.
Because I would not know how to calculate a spread of a game. I'm like, oh, this team's ranked number one. This team's not ranked at all. They're going to win by 80.
Yeah.
We're going to lose all our
money. I'm confident, bro, that there's not shit that I can't learn.
Hmm? Hold on. Let me make sure I understand that sentence. I'm confident.
All right, there ain't shit I can't learn.
Yeah. I know some of these words.
He just ran it through his AI, to be honest. Now we're getting reactive.
Exactly. It's machine learning, bro. Probability and all that shit. That's what we did in you know, as an economics major. I mean, we weren't fixing sports books or nothing like that, but you know, I think it's in the same ballpark. You plug that in and you manipulate it with code and AI.
The spreadsheets.
It's not spreadsheets.
Oh.
You're just saying a bunch of words now.
Not a bribe.
Just making it up.
Not a bribe.
What? Who's bribing?
I don't know how much you can trust this.
Yeah, bro.
You don't have to trust me. Y'all can look it up, bro. I watch hella YouTube videos on machine learning.
Ah, there it is, folks. There's the insight we need that we've been missing.
Yeah. I could put in what's the spread for a certain game in the AI, but I don't guarantee he's going to give me the right thing.
Exactly.
Life's a risk, I know. This is parfait. Life's a risk.
I guess.
All right, so I guess no sports book then. James, you want to recap your weekend in AC?
Oh, yeah. I was out of town. Yeah, it was cool. So, went to Austin, like I said, ACL. Got there Friday. Got there in the middle of the Karim Leon set. And man, I can sing for real, for real. You know how you think, you hear people on like the radio or Spotify and stuff, but then you hear them live, they kind of sound funky.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, buddy sound like the exact same. He could sing badass. And then he was singing English songs too. He was singing Don't Stop Believing and then something else.
What?
Yeah, bro. Because he was singing his songs and everything, and then all of a sudden he's all like, "Y'all want to hear some songs that like that I came up with or whatever?" And now, like, yeah. And then he started singing Journey. I said, "What the fuck's happening?" And and then I forgot what the other song was. I want to say it was a Bon Jovi song, but I'm not too sure. But anyway, yeah, going through Friday. Who else was on Friday? I can't remember who else it was on Friday, but Saturday, went over there. We saw this Korean rock band. Their name is Wave to Earth. They're like super. They sounded kind of like Coldplay, kind of like that. And they were dope. They the way they played their stuff, it was pretty cool. And then they sang a lot of songs in English, and then you know went back from Korean to English and stuff like that. So that was dope. Saw Jeezy. Buddy was going crazy. I assume these young cats were like up front thinking like Jeezy's like a hype type of rapper or whatever, and he's singing up there about dope, slinging dope and all this other stuff, and you see all those millennials in the background like, okay, yeah, we know this, whatever. And the dudes are in the front just so confused, and then he had to play some of the like hype stuff or whatever. And who else was that day? Oh, we saw, I don't know if you know that artist Teddy Swims caught some of his set. Chris Stapleton, he's pretty good. He can sing really well as well. Who else is out there?
Was it not Dua Lipa?
Oh, yeah, shit, Dua Lipa. Yeah, yeah, she was dope. I saw an article in that I guess some of these dudes have never seen, like, Dua Lipa. And that, you know, they're out there with their significant others and stuff. And there was an article saying that how Dua Lipa stole my man's or whatever, and that went to TikTok. And she only went for Dua Lipa, so she's somewhere else the next day, and she's in the car. She's talking about it, and she's like, "Hey, no shade to Dua Lipa, but chill out, my man's." And she, I guess because like he was like talking about, "Oh wow, like, she's super beautiful." That, like, during the concert, he's telling his girl this and everything. And his girl's like, "What the fuck is your problem?" And I mean, yeah, Dua Lipa's bad, but I guess like seeing it live, like dudes were like losing their mind. So she was cool. She could perform. She's a great performer. And then of course Tyler went crazy. I thought he was gonna be the same type of set that he did last time I saw him. Man, changed up most of his set. He was playing stuff from like, he went from Yonkers to She.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you.
Wow.
Tamales.
No
the fuck
way.
The other one. What was the other old shit that he was playing?
That's crazy.
Some of his old stuff, and I can see it in the crowd. These motherfuckers say, "Play Earthquake." So good.
That's crazy. It sounds like the set list we saw back in 2012, G.
Yeah, in Dallas.
Yeah, I was so confused. I was like, I'm surprised he's playing like so much of his old stuff. And I was cool with this shit. I was like, yeah, run that. And then he's performing or whatever, and I see him pick something up and he looks at it and he puts it in his pocket and he keeps performing, and then he takes his little break and takes a hit of his inhaler and stuff, and he's all like, whoever, I forgot what his name was, it was like William something something, "You're a fucking idiot, bro. Why would you throw your ID up here? You need this. Look, I gave you 2 fucking seconds. You want your ID back?" Everybody boo this man. He's lucky I'm in a good mood tonight, or I would just chunk this shit into the crowd. So they gave it to the security guard to give it back to him. I said, "Why the fuck would you throw your ID up there?" But I was like, "All right, bro." But then he played 2 songs off of his new album that's coming out.
Nice.
And yeah, Tyler was dope. Oh, who else was out there? I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, Vince Staples. So the first time I saw Vince Staples at ACL, they had him at American Express, and the American Express is the biggest stage. But they had him at like 1 o'clock, stupid hot. And Buddy has asthma. And when I saw him the first time, this man was struggling through his set. He was like, he's having a heat stroke up there, and he was like, kept hitting his inhaler and taking knees and stuff. So he didn't like get to do like everything he wanted. So I'm assuming this time that he came back, like, "Hey, I got to give me like a nighttime set or something." So it's like closer to 8:30 or so, and we got super close to Vince Staples, and that man can put on a show. I was thinking like last time he was gonna struggle again, but now I guess he, once the sun goes down, he ain't sweating up there. He's good to go. He was going crazy, and I was like, "Yeah, that's dope." I was assuming that was probably the heat, but I was like, maybe he's just not a great performer. But nah, he was cool too. And who am I missing? I saw the EDM dude Dom Dolla. He was cool, I guess. I mean, it's just EDM. And let me tell you about this Chapel Roan crowd, bro. I'll tell you what, I be fighting through crowds, but golly, there was motherfuckers everywhere. Like, even like, just, you know how there's the tower, and it's the tower so you can see where the restroom's at or whatever?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are on the towers just trying to see, just all in the area. You can't even make it to the bathroom because everything's blocked off. People are on top of the stalls trying to see.
What?
Motherfuckers are in the crowd, like, about to have panic attacks and stuff. And I'm like, all right, I get it, but y'all gotta relax, bro. Some girl was almost passing out. Her mom was fanning her and all this other stuff. I'm like, I don't know if it's from the heat or you just that hype. I don't know, but let's relax a little bit. But she was cool. I mean, she can sing her ass off too, and she's a great performer. She has a real great stage presence. And it was her last show of the year. But, hey, these white women loves them some Chapel Roan, bro. Tell you that. I saw some middle-aged women out there to younger kids to people my age, singing their hearts out. You know how they put the mic to the crowd and everything. Usually I can't hear stuff because it's like they're usually like in the front. Nah, bro. I heard everything. I was like, I'm scared for my life. There's too many people around me. But after that, it was everybody pretty much dipped after that. I think they all just came for Chaperone. And it kind of calmed down after that a little bit. Oh, and then we saw Mexican OT, and he was cool, I guess. I mean, a lot of it, he was playing a lot of his old stuff, and, you know, people don't know, like, his old stuff. I don't even know his old stuff. I don't really listen to him. And this dude behind me, he has one of his buddies up there, and I guess he's on some of his early mixtapes. And buddy behind me's like, who's this guy? I don't know anything. And he's like, I don't know any of this music. He's a rapper right now. And I was like, this is what you get if you want to see a rapper. They're going to bring their entourage and stuff and the people that they came up with. So either you mess with it or you don't. So I was like, you got to just roll with it. But he was cool, I guess. But I was expecting – after I saw what's his name? When we went, when he had the choir and stuff.
Oh, Toby and Wigway?
Yeah. Ever since I seen a rapper do that type of performance – everyone else, I'm like, yeah, they're all right.
Got to have a choir to impress Drake.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, but Tyler and Miss Stables, they can put on a show. But these other rappers, they just, I'm like, all right, bro. Just your DJ and you out there. I need something. Give me more. And then the concert. So I went to go watch Atarashigako Tuesday. Now, they can put on a show, bro. They had, like, every song that they have a dance number to it. Or they have some type of thing going with it, man. It was just a crazy show. I just never seen people like just keep dancing to every song. They have a whole bunch of like choreography with each song that they performed and stuff. And then, you know, they would interact with the crowd. The main singer Suzuka, she jumped in the crowd, was crowd surfing and shit, and rapping and all this other stuff. And then, you know, they introduce themselves, and they don't know a ton of English. And they're trying to introduce themselves and stuff, and they say the little bit. And then the main singer, Suzuka, because I think the other girl, she knows a little bit more English. She gives her the mic, and she starts talking and everything. And she's like, that's all I know. Next song. They just start rolling with me. But they were cool, too. Really great performers as well. They can sing their asses off, bro. I wasn't expecting them, because they move so much, so I think they would be a little bit more out of breath. Mm. Nah, they was just out there singing their hearts out, but... it was dope. Walked the city of Austin just after that concert and stuff, because it wasn't super late. I never been out in Austin, not on a weekend.
Mm.
So it was just, you know, kind of just different. I saw there was so many people just on 6th Street still, but, you know, there's cars and stuff going by. And
right.
I was like, hey, I've never been over here with this ain't blocked off. So I don't know what the hell's going on here, because Jessica wanted to get Voodoo Donuts. So we went down there, and it was cool. It was just... so random, because there's just people just, oh, hey, bro, you want to come in here? We got a comedy show going right now upstairs. I'm like, fuck, I want to go on the comedy show right now.
No, I want donuts. Get out.
Yeah, I want donuts, bro. Like, get on my face right now. And then it's not funny, but there was like, so we were there for a good 30, 45 minutes, and we were crossing the street, and there was this group of homeless people, and there's this black woman. She's yelling at this other dude. He's like, she's like, you ain't got no money. You broke this and that, yelling loud as shit. Going to Voodoo Donuts, come back out. We're going down the same streets to catch our Uber. Still yelling at this man. He's like, you still poor? You still broke? This is like, God, what is going on over there, bro? And buddy's just like, he's nodding his head like it's a rap song. He's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, she's like, stop. I'm fucking pissed at you. And he just kept on going. I said, I don't know what's going on over there, but let's get out of here. But yeah, all in all, you know, it's always a solid time going to Austin and ACL and stuff. We didn't see as many groups as we usually do, just because it wasn't as many dope artists as there usually is. Because usually we got there, it's from like 2 to 10. We got out there like 3, 4 every day. But hey, we're also old, so it is what it is.
More chill.
Yeah, like, it wasn't bad at all.
Being out there at 11 a.m. whenever the gates open, that shit's a task nowadays.
Yeah, for sure. And we had these chairs too, so you know you're not standing all day. Just pull them bitches out and just chill out for a second. But yeah, it was dope.
Into that old man era.
Yeah, bro. I was like, I can't be standing out here all damn day. I need to sit down for a second. Kudos to y'all if y'all can be out here and just standing and just tripping on drugs or whatever y'all on, but I'm gonna sit my ass down for a minute. Good luck to y'all.
Speaking of drugs, Greg tweeted something the other day. Greg, you wanna tell the fans what your tweet said?
What did I tweet?
Said you wish you were tripping on shrooms by a lake or something like that.
Okay, what about it?
I just want to know where's that inspiration come from? What drives you to want to be on a lake, eating mushrooms that are also hallucinogens?
Why don't you want to be on lake tripping shrooms, listening to Sturgill Simpson? You know what I'm saying?
I can give you six reasons.
So, let's hear them.
Mosquitoes is hot. I'm afraid of being hallucinating. What if I got a shit? Sturgill's cool, just not really my cup of tea. And my sixth reason, I don't really like mushrooms. You know, even the ones that they put on pizza and stuff.
I love mushrooms. I cook with mushrooms the other day.
You like camping, Greg? Yeah.
Nah, I didn't say camping, bro. I said just next to a lake, bro. It's going to be a nice Airbnb on a lake.
My bad. Excuse me. Sorry.
It's the situation, bro. That's the problem with people when reading comprehension. It's not just you, James. It's
not just you, James. Wow. I didn't read the tweet, bro. I was just asking.
It's just like the tweet that says, it's like, you know, the one where it's like they make fun of it and it's like, I like pancakes. And then someone says, you know, waffles exist or something like that. And the tweet never, you know, disparaged waffles.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
Like, no, it's not. What about waffles?
I hate camping personally. I mean, I don't like the idea of having to go into the middle of the forest and put a tent down and sleep there. But, you know, going to a lake house is cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Shrooms, cool. Sturgill Simpson, cool. Beats fucking working in an office. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I can feel that.
I'm convinced. Sold. Okay, fine. Twist my arm. I'll go on and have your little hors d'oeuvres by a lake.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hell yes.
Oh, I almost forgot. Went to San Marcos and we had pluckers. Had to just throw that out there.
You raggedy bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out pluckers. Goat wing spot or goat wing chain. Let's call it goat wing chain because there's better mom and pops, obviously, but.
How you gonna shout him out and diss him in the same sentence?
Pluckers is nice, bro.
Oh yeah, definitely. Always.
Are you a spicy wing guy, or do you prefer like a sweet and savory?
Yes, me.
Yeah.
Okay. This last time I got spicy ranch and spicy lemon pepper. I usually just go with the regular, but that day I was like, "Fuck it." But for the most part, it's just like. Lemon pepper, just regular shit. Nothing crazy.
Greg, what are you rocking with for wing flavors?
I like to try to eat spicy wings. I'm not too good at eating spicy. I love spicy food, bro, but it's not. It don't love me. But I still try. Like when I go to Pluckers, I get spicy garlic parm and you know, hot, just like a regular hot wing. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Or Cajun. I like Cajun, but the Cajun there's not spicy.
Nah. And typically those are dry, which I don't discriminate. Right, I eat a dry wing. I eat a wet wing.
I love a dry wing, bro.
Yeah,
it's nice. Still get the crunch. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What do you like?
Shit. Again, I don't discriminate, man. I used to be a big. If they had like a spicy barbecue, if they had like a Korean barbecue or something like that, I'll try it. But more often than not, I'm doing the classics: garlic parm, lemon pepper. That spicy ranch from Pluckers is next level.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I struggle with. Like the hot stuff. I don't want nothing's like, oh yeah, this one is 10,000 Scovilles. It's like eating an iron. Nah, dude.
Don't need that.
I want a little bit of heat, but my thing is I still want to enjoy the taste of a chicken wing and not just be worried about my mouth cooling down.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So shout out Pluckers. Hey, listen, I know y'all got plenty of money and I know you got people out there that are partnered with you. Well, look at us. Three guys, a couple of dudes, parlays, parfaits. Let us slap your label right on our foreheads, because I'll do it.
Little something. Come on.
Come me a piece of the pie.
Y'all remember, you know, with Halloween being right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that show, Scare Tactics?
The name sounds familiar. What was the premise?
It was on Sci-Fi. They would prank people essentially with scary situations.
Oh, yeah, like ghosts and shit like that, or werewolves or something.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it's back. Jordan Peele is like a producer or a creator or something. That shit, it's pretty funny, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I watched the first episode last week.
He's Jordan's the one that produces like the suspense and thriller films now, right?
Yeah, man. I think like, yeah, Jordan Peele.
He's gonna prank the shit out of some people. He's gonna have some people real scared.
What's it on, bro?
It's on Peacock USA, I think, is what it's coming on, like on cable, but it's on Peacock.
Oh, okay.
I do have that streaming service, thankfully.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Let y'all know that it was back. Let y'all know that the first episode was worth watching. Hilarious.
You know, I can always appreciate a new recommendation because I just finished watching The Boys, and so I'm struggling to find a new series.
Dang, you ran through that.
Hey, listen. I got a lot of free time in my gig.
What did you think of it?
Thought it was good. The producers at some point said, you know what, we're going to make this extremely similar to what life is currently like in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found myself getting frustrated. I was like, these stupid idiots. And I'm like, wait, it's a fictional show. But they're definitely trying to represent a subset of the population with one part of the show.
Yeah.
A different group with another. And just the way things are phrased, it's... Personally, I think they could have got away with it, you know, being any other way. The fact that they try to make it political and everything else is like, I get it, dude. But also, you might just be dragging this on a little too much.
Yeah. I think this next season is going to be the last one. But yeah, I can agree with that. I haven't watched this latest season, but the season before that, yeah, I can agree with that. But I still enjoy it just because it's just a different take on superheroes, you know, right. And they're not always good. They're doing bad shit. What's his name? Soldier Boy when he shows up and shit. Like, this is definitely an old head.
Yeah. He's not talking about hop up out the bed, Soldier Boy, either.
Man's a menace.
He is definitely that. And a huge raging racist. So what I was going to say, what I was going to bring up, Greg and I had a conversation about homeschooling recently. And so I wanted to share my thoughts and get y'all's thoughts on homeschooling versus public schools and private schools. Now, I can only speak towards public schools because that's what I attended. But I have a theory, or not a theory. My whole thinking with homeschooling is the only reason that you have a homeschooled child is either A, you live in like Podunk, Missouri, or not Missouri, but Montana. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are homesteaders. That's been your way of life for whatever. You don't have the means to get your child to school, blah, blah, blah. Or recently it's been you've been fear-mongered into having your children in a public school, and so you pull them out and you go about teaching them yourself. My question and my concern with that is you, as this parent that Greg and I were talking about, they attended public schools. So how the hell are you supposed to teach your kid what you don't want them to learn, but you don't even know what the hell you're talking about?
Yeah.
And then on top of it, this specific family, I'll never see these kids with books. Greg put it great. He said, that's a whole lot of PE at homeschool because they're just always out in the waterfalls, splish splashing around in some grass. I don't know what the hell, but listen, I guess, again, homeschooling, you either have the means or you don't, or you're pushing your own agenda and you want to indoctrinate your kids. I'm sorry. Public school, listen, the majority of us went through it. We turned out all right. So that's what I said about that. And private school, fuck them. I don't see the purpose for private school. It's a way for people to get money. They ain't benefiting nobody. The only difference between our classes and theirs is, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but they got like a Bible study class.
Yeah.
And they got to wear a shirt and tie. But that's just my take. I wanted to know what y'all's thoughts were. If you have any experience with people who went to homeschool or who were homeschooled, or you got a bit more insight on private schools. So please take it away.
Greg, you want to go? Or you want me to go?
Yeah, bro. I mean, I saw a tweet one time and it was like, you know, I don't know who told you, but you're not qualified to teach them kids at home. So, I mean, that's my thing, bro. You know, I have a bachelor's. I still wouldn't homeschool my kids. I'm in no shape, form, a teacher. I don't think I have a problem with public schools. You know, I went to a shitty school. I think when I went to Brownfield, I think we're probably probably one of the worst academic schools of all time. But you know what I'm saying? But I still did well. You know what I mean? I commanded all the standardized tests. I did good on the ACT. I had you know, offers to colleges. So I think it is what you, I think, you know, you make, I think, you know, you make it what you can. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we had to do. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have any kind of like, you know, my parents didn't put me in tutoring or anything. Like, you know, it was just kind of, I mean, obviously genetics. I was born, you know, with relatively above average capabilities in the academic area, I guess, you know, but still, I mean, I don't know. I don't really agree with homeschool, man. I think it's silly. And I think people that get homeschooled, I think there's a study. I never read it or looked at the data, but I think they say that they struggle when they get to university, bro. Because, I mean, it's a big transition, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You went from a classroom with your mom to a classroom with 65 other kids and a professor that, you know, you don't give a fuck what your mom said 6 months ago in that living room.
Yeah. I feel like you need to be get some type of qualification to, like, teach your kids at homeschool. Because at some point, you're just teaching them whatever you want to teach them. Like, there's so many things you can just leave out that, they don't really need to know this. And then later down the line, like, in college or something, it's like, so-and-so, Christopher Columbus was, you know, a colonizer. And I'm like, my mom told me. What the fuck was your mom talking about? So, yeah, that's, at that point, I'm just like, you need some type of, like, certification or something as a parent if you want to teach your kid at home. I mean, that's the way I see it. Other than that, like G said, you're indoctrinating whatever you believe in, whatever you want them to believe in. And most people that are homeschooled, I think, just have a leg down in society, because all you know is your mom, your sibling, if you have one, and your dad or whatever. You don't see, like, you know, organized sports or socializing in class or making friends or anything like that, just because you're always just there. And I think you struggle with that when you graduated with the whatever degree, a high school degree or whatever, and you go to a college, and then there's all these other, you have a roommate that you've never had a roommate in your life. You never made a friend to, like, go with you to college to room together, nothing. You're just with some random person. You don't know how to socialize with them, because all you socialize with is your family, and that's it. So I think that's just a struggle there. So I don't know. I feel like homeschooling is just more just fear monger, like you said. Just, you listen way too much of social media stuff, TikToks, people on the news or whatever, doomsday preppers. So you're going to take your kids at home, so you don't have to go pick them up from school. You're going to just go away when the world ends or whatever. But is it just a whole bunch of just things that they're missing out on if they don't go to a public school? And I mean, even if you want to put them in a private school, fuck it. If that's what you think public schools are so bad, but if they're going to get the same education as they get in a public school, it's just more expensive. Mm-hmm. So, and you're going to get that extra Bible class, like Jesus. So, I mean, it is what it is. So, I mean, if you want to homeschool your kids, cool. Just have some way that you teach them the way they'll be taught in a regular school. Because if not, they're going to be missing out on a whole bunch of different things that you can be getting at a public or a private school or something. So, I don't know. Homeschool is crazy to me.
I have this. Because whenever you said that, you brought up, you know, if you want to homeschool your kids, fine. Let me tell you this, people. If you homeschool your kids, keep them from around me. Because if I know that they're homeschooled, I'm like, hey, y'all learned about slavery yet? Or, hey, you know that science that they're telling you that we were just created from a rib? Let me tell you, there's this thing called evolution. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that I would push buttons on purpose because I want to know what the parents say. Mm-hmm. Because if the parents give me pushback and it's like, hey, I'm not teaching my kid that, I'm like, okay, so I know what you're trying to do by keeping your kids at home. Mm-hmm. It's not about convenience. You know what I'm saying? You're not afraid of doomsday. You're afraid of books.
Yeah.
You're afraid of facts. You're afraid of history. So at that point, cool. Keep your little dumbass kids locked away in your house. You know what I'm saying? Let them eat rocks. Let their best friend be their siblings and nothing else. Yeah. I wish you all the best. But I'm sorry, the rest of the world is going to operate with or without you. So if that's the route you want to take, hey, God bless you. I hope it works out. But like I said, don't come around asking me or mine for nothing.
And if you've been homeschooled and you've had a perfect education and stuff, I would like to talk to you just to see how that went. But in my eyes, and this is just my ignorant eyes, what I see is just parents just teaching them whatever they want to teach them and not letting them learn from the different aspects of history or math or, you know, whatever. But hey, if you have that great education as a homeschooler, I want to talk to you.
Reach out.
Hey,
yeah, let's jump on the podcast. If you are homeschooled at all, please be a guest to our people in Belgium, India, wherever. You know what I'm saying? Obviously different because y'all learn different stuff. But
yeah,
I still want to know, like, what were your parents' reasons for homeschooling you? Because like James said, maybe I'm just being ignorant. It wouldn't be the first time. Definitely interested because that's something that I cannot explain. If I hear or see somebody's being homeschooled or they're choosing to homeschool their kids, my first reaction is to just laugh at them. I'm like, y'all silly. And we went to school together. I know you read at a below grade level.
Yeah.
You're not fooling me.
One more thing. The fact that people that, like, you know, we went to the same public school or something like that, and you want to homeschool your kids, I know we had the same type of education, and the fact that you think you have that better education to educate your kid is fucking crazy as mm-hmm. well.
Exactly. I saw you licking the walls in fourth grade.
That's just insane. But anyway.
You hated getting called on to read. I know you did.
Oh, man. Anyway, one more thing before we get into Song of the Week. This happened back in September, I think, but the James Webb Space Telescope spotted a non-natural object moving towards Earth. What happened was the telescope was looking at stuff, and they saw these things that were big as, I think they said a few buildings or something like that, like the Empire State Building or something. And they're going a certain way. And they seeing this, they're like, oh, probably some asteroids or something. And then these things turn to the trajectory of going towards Earth. So what people are saying is there might be just alien ships heading our way, but they are 10 light years away from Earth, but they are moving towards our planet. And what they said was the timetable could be a few years or a few weeks. So this was in September, so we haven't seen nothing yet, but apparently we have something coming our way that is 10 light years away, but they're moving at a high rate of speed. So just want to throw that out there to y'all.
We already talked about it. We're taking them to the strip club. So pull up, my boys. We've been waiting for y'all. Come help us. Come help our civilization, because Lord knows we can't do it ourselves.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Greg?
Canadian Olympic skier wanted by the FBI for running cocaine ring and murder.
Breaking news? Hold on.
I was asking you about the aliens, bro, but go ahead.
Oh, shit. I thought we were done with the aliens. Are
coming at a high rate of speed?
We got bigger problems, James. We got Olympic skiers killing people for cocaine.
Damn.
As far as the aliens, bro, I don't know, bro. I don't believe nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe it until I see it. That's why I'm not religious. I mean, can you link me the article and I can read it and then maybe I'll have something to say next week.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't know. I don't buy it. If it's Independence Day, then I hope Will Smith is free. If not, then
it's over.
We're cooked.
Back to your Canadian skier, though.
Yeah. Buddy is wanted by the FBI. White man. Ryan Wedding is his name. Accused of running a massive and violent drug trafficking operation. Ryan Wedding.
Wedding.
Hey,
let's see.
Spent his life on snow. Spent his life dealing snow.
He's a real snowman.
Yeah.
Real 40 years old. Aliases El Jefe, giant public enemy. they're getting the cocaine from Colombia, going through Mexico, stash house to LA, then up to Canada. Via semi truck. Isn't that fucking wild, bro?
Damn, the Utes up there are crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a long way. Sheesh.
Hey, shouts out Colombia for expanding their business beyond our borders.
Right? Because yeah. Damn, that's a long way to take you, bro. Yeah, sheesh.
Real entrepreneurial spirit there.
Have you ever seen, I think it's the Big Lebowski. Have you ever seen the Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
No, that's the one with the dude wears that
no.
cardigan all day.
What the hell is that guy's name? He's an actor, bro. He was in the Drew Carey show.
Jeff Bridges? Oh, no, that's not Jeff Bridges. It's the other guy.
No, it was Diedrich Bader.
Yeah.
There's a role. He's in a movie. I think it's Office Space, bro, where he's got like long hair and a fucking mustache. I don't know if y'all even know who I'm talking about, but anyway, that's what the skier looks like now. He's got the long curly hair and the stupid ass mustache.
I'm looking him up right now.
He's trying to model himself after Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, I guess he looks like Bader in Office Space.
Bader in Office Space. Let me look up that.
So how long has he been on the run, does it say?
I don't think he's on the run. I just don't think we have jurisdiction to go up to Canada and be like, hey, we need y'all's Olympic skier to come with us.
No. I'm saying like in Canada, he's a wanted man. How long has he been wanted for?
I don't know. He's wanted by the FBI in America, like in California.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't have any charges from Canada.
Okay. Understood. I was very confused. Okay, yeah, this Diedrich Bader guy, damn it.
Oh,
you got a forehead like crazy.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's what the guy looks like now. That's what he looks like on his wanted picture.
That's crazy.
So let me get this straight. He's wanted in America, but he's currently in Canada?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I guess because they're trafficking through the U.S., maybe we can pin that on him. But the murders are for murders in Ontario, so I don't understand why the FBI is trying to get their hands on a murder charge.
You know they're always trying to pad their stats.
Yeah. James's boys.
Hey, No, sir. What in the world, bro? Why is this? I saw his Olympian photo and I was like, he looks like any other white dude. But then I see his FBI thing and hey, yo, this man look like he crazy.
Yeah, he definitely did all that shit they're accusing him of first.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He got high on his own supply.
Yeah, definitely. He was doing something on the side because damn. That's crazy. Oh, man.
Well, if you're listening and you're on the run, I'll tell you where James lives if you need a place to hide.
Oh.
He lives on
not here.
Martin Luther King and Crenshaw.
Yep.
Song of the week.
Song of the week. Brought to you by Pluckers. Really, though, Pluckers. Come on. I love your Batman drink. I love your big old beers.
Oh, the Batman drink. Damn, I should have got one of those.
Let's get saucy, wing guys. Song of the week. What do you got, fellas?
Let's see. I just had it too. I always do that.
Mine is Harley Quinn by Fuerza Regida and Marshmello.
Oh, I've heard this song in a minute. But yeah, good song. Since Tyler's playing his old stuff, I want to go listen to some of his old stuff. And my song of the week is Jamba.
Oh, okay. You did go back.
Mm-hmm. Play some hits.
I've been trying to learn. So I've always known how to play Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan on my guitar. But I've played it wrong for like the whole time I've known it. So I'm trying to learn the correct way. So that's my song of the week. It's been on repeat.
Whenever you say you learned it wrong, what happened?
Just like, I honestly don't know if I learned it wrong or not. Because some people strum it in an upward direction.
Oh,
but in the video it looks like he's strumming down in a circular motion. And then just some of the runs, I don't know if you know who Stevie Ray Vaughan is. Yeah. Or familiar. He fucking guy can play the shit out of a guitar, bro. So
I know him because of you, but I know him.
The runs that he plays while singing, like, just, you know, I'm learning those correctly because I've always just kind of interpreted them when I played it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get it note for note, and it's pretty fucking hard, but I'd say I'm probably like a 78-82% area.
That's pretty good in Guitar Hero.
Yeah. I didn't get booed off the stage, baby.
I was going to say, you would have survived the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. I wish I was musically inclined. I dabbled with the piano. I could play the drums, but that's just not cool. Like, hey, dude, you want to see me beat the shit out of this drum set? No, dude. Go home.
I tried to learn piano as well. I tried to learn piano in college, though. And at the time I was playing football, and I was like, you know, there's musical people in there, and there's just this random ass football player. And the professor sent me from the side in class, "Why are you in here?" I said, "Oh, I want to learn piano." "Nah, drop my class." I said, "Damn."
Wow.
He said, "No, you're not doing this in here." He said, "You're not going to be in here and be the football player that fails my class." I said, "Bro, I just try to learn. It's not even like advanced piano. It's like beginners. Teach me, please."
James's origin, villain origin story.
Damn.
Yeah, so I had to go pick up something else. Pissed me off.
He picked up the pipe.
Not the pipe, but picked up. What the fuck did I pick up? I forgot what class I picked up, but anyway. Sports, G.
Oh, yeah, sports. Yeah, fire. Boom, pow. Still crash. American beer. Eagle cry. That one was not my best one. Really surprised there. So I'll go first. My guys in the Burnt Orange came off a big weekend. Absolutely routed those little schooners from No U. I don't give a damn. I don't care how many receivers were hurt. I don't care what the coach is doing. You do not talk the shit that you talk and don't come out and score more than 3 points. There's this I'm gonna call him a young man. He's like 25, 26, so he ain't really a kid. He's like a six-year senior. His name's Billy Bowman. Said that they gifted Texas the win, yada, yada, yada. And that man has been put all over Twitter for slipping and sliding and touching the earth because he couldn't make tackles. So, listen, keep gifting them, young man, because your draft stock is just tanking. And I know I'll never see the field again, and that's fine. But if I got to watch somebody else embarrass themselves because you got too much pride, all good. Eat a big bag of you-know-whats, OU. See you next year, buddy. Big week, Georgia week, number one versus number five, back at home, DKR. Hoping for good things. I hope they come out ready to play, because if they come out like last week, it might be trouble. The Jets, well, they lost and they shouldn't have. But we signed Davante Adams, so it's kind of like you break your leg, but then they give you ice cream when you're in the hospital. So win, lose there. We'll see. We might have the best roster to never make the playoffs, so that's pretty cool. We're making history in all kinds of ways. And the Yankees are still trying to clinch the ALCS to get to the World Series. Those are my teams. I hope yours are doing better.
We lost again. So nothing new there for Carolina Panthers. You know, it is what it is. Andy Dalton is Andy Dalton, Dalton, like usual. You know, I had too much hope in him. It's my own fault. It's my own fault for thinking this man was gonna, you know, rattle off some wins after that miracle win a few weeks ago. That's on me. I get it. But man, bro, like, please, you're putting up these points. I just need them to finish the game. Let's just finish one of these. We've lost, what, three in a row? How many times have I come on? We lost. That's three in a row. 3 weeks. We got to do something. Something got to change. I'm not saying you need to put in Bryce Young again. I just think we got to finish these games on offense. Like, we've been putting up 24, 30 points every week. We're just not doing enough on defense. And Anthony Dalton is not doing enough to put us in great situations. So, anywho, on to my better team, Oregon. We sneak away from Ohio State 32-31 on a how would I say this? Diabolical play. So if y'all watched the game, y'all saw what happened. We go down, kick a field goal 32-31, and Ohio State's driving, you know, they're going. We stop them, and I think it's still 30 seconds left at first. And they get another first down, I believe. And they run another play, and they have trips on the right. And before this, on that timeout, Dan Lanning and the coaching staff, I don't know why what they were talking about for so long, but they're all talking and stuff. So they get trips right, and they set up and everything. You see another player run out late. Mind you, if you never watch football, it's a 11-man sport. Not supposed to be 12 men on the field. So we have a late player jump on the field. They have a deep safety, so they're not too worried about the single receiver on the left, and we have our best corner out there regardless. He throws it that way, and it's incomplete. And on that play, they had, I think, believe 10 seconds left. And as they're, you know, doing their play, his play progressions, and the quarterback's doing his progressions, looking at his receivers and stuff, it takes off, you know, a good 4 or 5 seconds. They throw the flag, 12 man on the field, of course. But what the loophole is, they lose that those seconds that they, you know, yeah, most times, like, you can get, like, the 4 seconds back or whatever it is. I forget what it was. Well, on those type of penalties, the time is gone. You don't get that back. That's it. So, Will Howard, not knowing that the time didn't come back, thinking he still had 10 seconds, they're down to 4. So, they go back and pass again, which they should have probably just kicked the field goal, but I'm not Ohio State. He draws back, doesn't see anybody open, thinking he still had time, runs out the clock and tries to run for a first down. Game over, ball game. Oregon wins. And Ohio State is pissed because they didn't know about this loophole in the rule book or whatever. And things got changed immediately for Ohio State. So I'm sorry if you're an Ohio State fan, but y'all a bunch of bitches, bro. Ain't no way y'all that mad, bro. Like, y'all got other things y'all got to worry about, like Michigan and stuff like that with their cheating allegations. But since there was a loophole that y'all just so happened to not know, that's on y'all. Hey, this is what's it called? Big brain on Dan Lanning's part. Y'all just mad about it, complained about it, and getting y'all's rule changed. So whatever. I've never been an Ohio State fan regardless, but y'all lame for that. But we still won. We still beat y'all. So it is what it is. That's and right. On to the next one, which is Friday. We're playing – who the hell are we playing Friday? I forgot who it was, but it's not a great team, so I'm not worried about it. Rick?
Tech had by, you know, so didn't lose. Still tied for first in the Big 12. Who would have thought, huh? Who would have fucking thought, huh? They picked us to finish ninth. And, you know, here we are. We got Baylor this weekend. Baylor is the Big 12 A&M, and the fact that they spent hella money on their players this offseason, and then they're shit in the bed. So we should win. You know, ESPN has us at like a 98% win chance. So we'll probably lose. Steelers beat the Raiders. They beat the dog shit out of them. I don't understand how, because the offense looked like shit again, as per usual. Najee decided to remember how to run, I guess. He had like 3 big runs. And by big, I mean like 8 yards. And then he scored a touchdown. It was pretty good. 4-2. They're benching my boy Justin Fields for Mr. Unlimited, for Russell Wilson. 35-year-old Russell Wilson rushed for 385 yards last season. Russell Wilson. We'll see how that goes against – we got the Jets. We're playing G's team this week. Yep. So that should be an easy dubski.
Okay.
Should be easy, you know. Don't respect the Jets at all.
Just put money on it.
You want to put money on it, G? I can't, bro. I can't put money on anything this weekend. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to act up.
Damn.
I'll be in Vegas acting up. Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, if I went 4-2 and got benched, I'd probably be a little upset. But Justin Fields is saying he should have played better. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? You played good enough, bro. You're 4-2. You did not lose us those games. Coaching lost us those games. Yeah, man. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, the Rockets are beating the Spurs. So,
oh, suck shit. Oh, real quick, hey, too. 49-9 or 44-9 Cowboys and who they play? The Lions?
Oh,
what the hell?
We got
what
some
the hell happened there? I'm sorry, but damn. Jeez, I know my team is trash, but we're not getting blown out like that.
they definitely came home after the street lights turned on. No, it's funny. People calling for Jerry Jones's head, man, and I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, G. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was going to say, apparently the day after, instead of like firing somebody on the coaching staff, he fired some radio announcers, I guess, because they were talking shit about him.
He threatened to fire the radio announcers.
Oh, okay.
But my biggest thing about that is, like, because obviously I follow a bunch of Cowboys fans. Somebody retweeted Jerry Jones's call from the owners meeting. And he was saying, yeah, I talk shit to the radio host. They're my people. Like, if it was like somebody else outside the organization that I didn't hire, or even just people that knew football, like it would have been a different answer. But how are you going to say they don't know football, bro? It's the ticket. It's a football radio station. To me, that was the most disrespectful part of this shit, saying that is, you know, they don't know football. They're not football people.
Not qualified.
But job.
That's fucking crazy.
But yeah, they got their ass beat, bro. That was crazy. I saw another tweet that said that 49ers game is really going to tell us something about this team. And I was like, bro, y'all just got y'all's ass beat. Did that not tell y'all nothing about this team?
I'm saying, bro. Like, what? I don't know what the 49ers game going to tell you, but I thought y'all saw all y'all needed to see this last Sunday, because sheesh.
I will say, now hear me out. Injuries happen to everybody, so there's no excuses there. But I think Michael was still out. I think Tank wasn't playing. But everybody that says that Diggs, the brother.
Trayvon.
They claim that he's a lockdown corner. My man was burnt toast. Sam Laporta, the tight end, was feasting. Jameson Williams was going off. Amon Ra was putting DBs in a blender. Listen, I know who I root for. Okay, I know the Jets are.
But they were throwing, they was putting linemen out there to run rounds, bro. That's how much they don't respect Dallas. They said, "Hey man, just go get you a route real quick. We'll be good."
I don't know. Maybe I should hop off this NFL team. Maybe I'll jump on a bandwagon for my NFL Sundays, because the Jets just be pissing me off. And I don't know. I don't want to get depressed talking about it. Y'all good before we wrap?
Yeah, we're good.
I just want to say that the Spurs didn't play nobody today. Just they're playing fourth and fifth strings.
Rockets didn't play anybody.
Y'all got what's his name? Sengin. What is that? Is that how do you say his last name?
Yeah.
Sengin?
He's still out there in the fourth quarter.
He got a stretch.
Anyway.
Listen, all I'm saying is if we're going to say Dubskis, it's a Dubski. Listen, this has been episode 41. Appreciate y'all for always sticking around. If you made it to the sports, we love you. If you didn't, we love you too. Follow the Instagram at @BruiseAndBanter_pod. If we get to 100 followers, James will cut off all of his hair. If we don't, well, we'll give you some Halloween candies. But James, Greg, before we go, tell the people what you need to tell them.
Over on the podcast, we talking about all these games that are coming up this weekend. That's dropping Friday. Oh, the same episode. Friday. I'm tripping. I don't know what day I'm at. I'm on vacation still, so I don't know what day it is. But Friday. That's all I got.
Like I said, I'll be in Vegas this weekend. I'll give you a little recap next week. Going to a festival. Probably going to do some gambling. You know what I'm saying? I might come back super poor. I might come back with like $10. You never know. like $10 in winnings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might come up.
Who knows?
We'll see. I'm excited. Love Vegas. Staying at a new hotel that I never stayed at before. So that'll be cool. But I'll let y'all know next week.
Please sponsor us. The wealth in this podcast is completely undistributed as we log off for our 41st. We love you. We appreciate you. Download, follow, subscribe, all that stuff. And as always, crack a cold one for us one time. See you on the next time.